Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Hurricanes fans swept them in class, at least. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. What looked like another drive for the Stanley Cup ended in near humiliation on the ice as the Hurricanes were swept and outscored 17-5 by the Bruins, who proved to be far superior in almost every way. But if it matters, Canes fans won their series. From Coach K's silly warning that a hurricane was coming to Boston and the incredible rudeness of one Beantown sports talk show host, Bruins fans brashly boasted and gladly gloated through the four painful games for home hockey fans down here. You heard how the shock jock hung up on Canes beat writer Chip Alexander, who was kind enough to go on the air and provide some information on the team no one knew or, it turned out, cared about in New England. Alexander, who has covered the Canes for 11 years for the NNO, thought his phone call was disconnected, but the Boston announcer had cut him off.
"I hung up on the gooba. I'm not talking anymore to a guy with a southern accent about hockey," the moronic radio rube told his audience.
Not only does Alexander have a pretty neutral voice, can you believe someone from up there would criticize an accent from anywhere else on this planet?
"Go park your car in the Charles River."
I went to Game 3 at the PNC Arena and was stunned by the hundreds of fans I saw in black and gold jerseys. I asked one of them when he had arrived in the sunny south. He said,
"I live down here. I had to get out of the weather up there."
You can blame those northern goobers for being so obnoxious, but they have justifiable pride in their pro teams. When the Bruins open the Stanley Cup Finals next week, it will be the 18th time this century that the Bees, the Seas, the Sox, and the Pats have played in the World Series, Super Bowl, NBA, or NHL Finals. When they win a world title, the fans line the streets of Boston no matter how cold or rainy and wait for the parade of players and coaches to come by on duck boats.
Yeah, we already had two of those in October and February. Go Sox, go Pats, go Bees.
By comparison, fans to the bunch of jerks down here were the winners. They stood and saluted that, if not their victory. This is Archansky. See you.